you for your honesty, Congressman. We certainly appreciate that, and I think you can count on all of us in this room to work with you to try to get this bill done on time and right and provide some flexibility that we need as states to deliver for each of us and for our states. It's truly important. I think I can say for all of us, we truly believe transportation is economic stimulus. Our Senator Webster was able to secure us some funds in last year's appropriations bill at the state level in our budget to allow us to move some projects forward, some innovative ones, one in Miami that was truly, with the help of our friend Secretary Peters on the UPA agreements, to deliver some congestion pricing project in South Florida that we are about to open, testing the equipment right now, and we believe that's going to be truly successful. So please know that we can put together a list of a lot of projects that are ready to go from each of our states anytime you need that. We certainly appreciate your leadership. Now for the fun. It's the roll call. And for our friends that are just joining us for the first time and for those on the stage, I've been here a few years, and it's always very interesting how this plays out with all our friends together. We are great partners, but very competitive. So without further ado, we have provided a few little surprises for you in each of the states. But here we go. Okay, technical difficulties maybe? All right, Alabama, the Yellowhammer State, oops. Our host of last year's SASHTO 2007, where we all had an amazing time, and my good friend, Joe McGinnis.
Yeah, the mic. Oh, here it is. Good morning, Stephanie, and greetings from the Alabama delegation. We're delighted to be here. And last night was incredible, I must admit. You know, we had a little bounce in our step from Alabama because of the Bubba Woodham show last year. Had Percy Sledge and the Commodores. But I don't think Percy Sledge could have ridden a bicycle like those two guys last night. And the Commodores can dance and sing, but they couldn't bounce around on those trampolines either. But we had a great time last year hosting, and you're off to a great start, and thank you so much for your hospitality. I saw Butch Brown this morning, and I said, Butch, did you see that program last night? You know, Mississippi's the host next year. And he said, yeah, that was great. And I said, well, what are you going to do next year to top it? He said, we're going to have the same people, same thing, Cirque du Soleil. And I said, well, this be the same program? He said, absolutely the same thing, but it'll be a lot more exciting. And I said, well, how's that going to happen? He said, we're going to put blindfolds on them. So we want to see that next year. But we're delighted to be here from Alabama. We have 15 delegates, 8 spouses, 12 consultants, two of whom are former DOT employees, Frank Corson and Fred Conway, retired, but come back to work with us, and we're delighted to have them here. And we have Mark Bartlett from Federal Highway here, who our partner in Alabama. And I got a special employee. I want to ask stand, where is Paul Bolin? Paul, will you stand, please? Many of you know Paul Bolin. He was director when I took over in 2003. He served the Department of Transportation in so many capacities, all with superb professionalism and leadership over the years, and we are delighted that have known him. But Paul is retiring after 40-plus years with Alabama DOT. And Paul, I just wanted you to, I want to say thank you for your service. And We want to wish you and Louise continued health and happiness in your retirement years. Now, I know when we go around the room, it's going to get to football. And Stephanie, you and I, as Alabama graduates, we've learned a lot of humility the last few years. So I can't say too much other than I think after this year, we'll say the same thing we said last year, which is wait till next year. So, But Auburn's going to be good, so the state will be represented, and we're looking forward to it. So I'll close with a big War Eagle and Roll Tide, and thank you for what you're doing, Stephanie. We're off to a great start.
Joe, you'll have a box delivered. I'm not sure that it'll make it in time for the end of the session, but if not, it'll be delivered to your office. One of your staff had on some inappropriate attire the other day in the elevator, and just to let you know, I had your back. I made sure that I got the Auburn hat. I put it in my bag. I still have it. We're replacing it with some Alabama hats, so you'll have those. Thanks, Joe. Arkansas, the natural state, and our host of SASHTO 2010.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. I'm Ralph Hall, assistant to the director for the Arkansas Highway and Transportation Department. We want to express our sincere thanks for the hospitality Florida has shown us while we're here. It's really been a great conference so far. We have two of our five highway commissioners that are here with us at the conference. We have eight employee delegates, five of them with spouses. We have our Federal Highway Division Administrator, and we have seven consultants and contractors and other industry representatives with us. You might notice that because of our reduced fuel and gasoline taxes in the state of Arkansas, and because of these heartbreaking and nasty federal recensions, we are unable to afford to bring our director, our legendary director, Dan Flowers, or our chief engineer with us this year. But we are working on an innovative financing program so that next year, if we can borrow enough money or find a private investor that we're willing to invest in our agency, we promise that both the director and the chief engineer will be in Mississippi for this conference. I want to give you a sports update from Arkansas. We have passed our tired, old, worn-out coach on to the Ole Miss Rebels, where I hope he can find some new life there. And we have stepped up to the NFL for his replacement. Our beloved Arkansas Razorbacks are practicing from the Atlanta Falcons playbook. And if any SEC team wants to compete with us this year, you're going to have to step up to that level. Thank you again, Madam Chairman.
Our friends from Georgia, the Peach State.
Thank you, Madam President. My name is Buddy Grattan. I'm the Deputy Commissioner for DOT, and from the Falcon side, Arkansas, thank you. with us today, we have five board members. We have 12 staff members, six spouses. We also have our Federal Highway Representative, Rodney Berry. And we also have probably approximately 50 consultants with us today. You know, historically, there's been two issues, jokes and football, and you, Stephanie, you've talked about it, and I've already told everybody here I'm not telling a joke, so sorry. The second issue is football. I've got a kind of a strange situation. I grew up, actually born in Orlando, grew up in Florida, Cocoa Beach area, and got my undergraduate from University of Florida.
Go Gators!
All right. Now, here's the problem. I also went and got a master's at Tech, but Tech football's so bad right now, you can get a special, four tickets, four hot dogs, and four Cokes for $59.95, so that tells you something. Unfortunately, all our board members went to Georgia, so I'm in a really bad situation. But I will say this. You know, there's been a lot of problems at Georgia. A lot of their football players have gone to jail for criminal activity. And you obviously know what happened with the Falcons. But I will say this. Georgia's got the best convict football team in the Southeast. Thank you very much.
As always, Georgia's taking it to the next level. Great to have y'all here. Is it fly? And let me introduce from Florida, our chair of our SASHTO 2008 Executive Committee, and my dear friend, Kevin Tebow.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam President. And those of you who know her, I called her Madam President. She's going to get me for that later. Thank you, and welcome to the Sunshine State. I'm glad you're having a great time here. We hope you have a great session today and tomorrow. I don't know about what you're saying about none of the DOT employees were at Lanou, but my back is still killing me from carrying all those boxes around. That was one of those clowns. She calls me a clown anyway, so. We are amply represented here from the great state of Florida. We have representation from all of our districts, including Florida's Turnpike. We're very welcome to have him here today. And we have representation not only from our Transportation Commission with Chairman Marchain and other commissioners here, but we also have representation from our elected officials. As you mentioned, you met Senator Webster before. We also have the chair of our House Transportation Committee, Rich Glorioso. Representative Rich Glorioso is here.
Yay.
We're glad that he's here with us today. We are one of the first to have completed our urban partnership agreement with our federal partners in Miami, and thank you to the Miami District for that. We are also very privileged to be a part of three Corridors of the Future programs. We happen to have two of them on I-95 and one in I-10. We just happen to have both corridors come through this great state, so it's kept us very busy. Again, we are very proud to host this event. And as it relates to football, last year we were able to boast, I know in Ath, we were able to boast about the Gators. But all I can say is there's still hope, and let's go Gators and go Noles.
Thank you, Kevin. And Chairman, it's great to have you here as well. Thank you for coming. Our friends from Kentucky, the Bluegrass State.
Thank you, Stephanie, and I'm Joe Prather. I'm the, 8 months along into my tenure as the Secretary of the Transportation Cabinet in Kentucky. We have a great contingent here this morning. Mike Hancock, I think, will appear on one of the programs later. Our Chief of Staff is here. Jim Codell, former Secretary, I think all of you know. Jim, stand up. You got a lot of friends here. And we have a great contingent here from the private sector who partner with us to make Kentucky all it can be. So we in Kentucky, when we people start to talk to us about football, we change the subject to basketball immediately. So I think any of you who have come in, we're a little better than we were, Jim. We're getting there, but still, we don't talk much in the South about football because of the programs that you have. I spent many years in the Kentucky State Senate presiding there, and where I had to deal with the people in the Transportation Cabinet, always telling them, John, why there was not enough money there for all they wanted. And now it's a different position for me when I'm on the other side of the coin going over there, and I can't understand why they're telling me what I used to tell them. So, so it does make a difference. But we've had a wonderful time here in Florida. I thought last night was exceptional, and we're very appreciative of the hospitality that we've experienced. I think we look forward, Glenn, to 3 years from now when we're going to be able to host this group in the Bluegrass State. And we, you better not linger long, because we have a saying in the Bluegrass that if you stay longer than 30 days, we've got you. And so you're a Kentuckian. So we look forward to that. We thank you for the hospitality here. We look forward to the remainder of this program, and we look forward to working with all of you as we go along to address transportation needs in concert with ASTO. So thank you for having us.
Joe, I just want to apologize. Yesterday I was harassing your staff, in particular Mike, pretty regularly, so I do apologize. I don't know if I got him in trouble or he got me in trouble, but we'll talk about it later. Uh-oh. And who can forget our good friends from Louisiana?
Thank you, Ms. Stephanie, for the wonderful time last night. That was great. We really enjoyed ourselves. On behalf of DOTD, I'm Gordon Nelson, Assistant Secretary of Operations. We have our Secretary, Mr. Bill Langner, with us. We have 12 DOTD employees and spouses, one member from AGC, one Federal Highway Division Administrator, and 11 consultants. We're pleased to announce that we've got word that George Bush, when he gets out at the end of his term, is going to pardon Edward Edwards. So we've left his resume here for you in case you want to get in the casino business. He has a lot of experience in that. So everyone knows that we got a love-hate relationship in Baton Rouge with Coach Saban. Of course, he won us a national championship, and Les Miles came in. We did more with Les and won another one. Yeah. And one of the things that happened is one of the recruits, a young man named Perilou, excellent young quarterback. We thought he was going to take us off into the future. But he was very talented, not only on the football field, but in printing money. Could really throw some dice. And he was one of the best fighters around Baton Rouge. And we got word that Saban, because he recruited him down here, was going to bring him back to Bama. But unfortunately, paying his bail money was a violation of NCAA rules. So he's at a junior college in Bama right now. So in the Baton Rouge paper the other day, we had a major drug ring was busted at LSU. And the editor had made a mistake, so the next day he retracted it. They found out it was a huddle. And of course being from Louisiana, we have to tell a Boudreaux joke. Boudreaux and Clotilde, they've been married for 10 years, and Clotilde says to Boudreaux may share, every time, you know, we've been married 10 years, one time we make love, I'm hot, one time we make love and cold, and Boudreaux said, may share, we got to take you to the doctor, something's wrong. So they go to the doctor, and Clotilde tells the doctor, he says, every time I make love, one time I'm hot, one time I'm cold. So, well, how often do you make love, Clotilde? Oh, yeah, may share, once in June and once in December. So, So thank you very much.
Wouldn't be the same without Louisiana. And of course, Mississippi, the Magnolia State, and our host for next year, SASHTO. We are so looking forward to coming.
Thank you. Hello, I am Melinda McGrath, the chief engineer. And on behalf of my three children and everyone else's children, grandchildren, we thank y'all so much for this wonderful vacation work opportunity because they have had a wonderful time. We have with us two of our three elected commissioners. We are the only state left in the United States that actually elects our transportation commissioners, and we are very proud of that. And I absolutely cannot believe that I'm the one up here speaking when I have two elected commissioners sitting here beside me. We have approximately 40 delegates with their family and friends, and 20 of our partners from the consulting industry, and our biggest partner, FHWA. We have a brand new assistant DA, Mr. Donald Davis, and we're very happy to have him here as well. Football. That is... That is an interesting topic in Mississippi. We normally we are not SEC title front runners. However, we are SEC title breakers, and we are and we are back this year, you guys. Mississippi State has come full circle, and so we don't know who it's going to be, but we're looking out for y'all, and it'll be a good game. I can guarantee you that. However. Mississippi is well known for its American culture, and the birthplace of the blues, the Mississippi Delta, Muddy Waters, Charlie Pride, B.B. King, Leontine Price, rock and roll greats, Elvis Presley, and three, this is a new one, Three Doors Down. Teenage girls told me about that one. but our greatest contribution was the guy that invented the toothbrush. Now, we don't know his name, but if you just think about it a minute, if it would have been anywhere else but our great state, it would have been called the teeth brush. Okay, the deal about the joke, I'll just have to tell you about that. Normally, I do not tell jokes. Butch Brown, our director, told me, if you don't get up and if you don't tell a joke and if everybody doesn't laugh, you're fired. So last night at 9 o'clock, I sent out emails. And I said, look, guys, I said, I love you. I love working for y'all, but if y'all don't give me a good joke, I am gone. Okay, lastly, we have been passed down Albert the monkey from Florida, and we would like to reintroduce him to SASHTO Group. I just don't know what y'all fed him this year, because last year he was tiny, and now he's full grown. But We are very excited about being the 2009 host for SASHTO. And Albert's not really cooperating, which I'm not surprised. But it will be in Biloxi, and we are very encouraged because we have come back tremendously since the 2005 hurricane season, and we welcome all of you guys to come and visit us. And and I've got one last joke. Snow White and the seven dwarfs were on a hike yesterday, and the dwarfs fell off a deep ravine, and she looks over and it calls out to them, and it gets real quiet, and then all of a sudden she hears this little voice, "Congress passed the reauthorization bill early," and she jumps back, gets this funny look on her face, and she says, "Thank goodness Dopey is still alive." Thank you.
And Melinda, Melinda, as I said yesterday, we are looking for some good engineers in Florida, and just think your kids could go to Disney every day. Butch, we certainly look forward to coming to Mississippi. We like what you've done with Albert, and look forward to supporting you and your team any way we can as you take on this endeavor. And, of course, our friends from North Carolina, the Tar Heel State.
Thank you, Madam President. I'm Lindo Tippett, Secretary. I have with me today the Chairman of the Board, Doug Gallion, and Vice Chair, Mike Campbell. North Carolina brings more than 12 staff members, about 30 family members, which includes a Caribbean parrot, pirate, several Mickey Mouses and Minnie Mouses, as well as a bunch of little princesses running around. What a wonderful place to have this great meeting here at Disney World. All of our families are enjoying it. We have many of our leading consultants in North Carolina, as well as their industry representatives, and we appreciate all of their support. We have about 80 in our North Carolina delegation. As to football, we're home of the Appalachian State University National Champions. They do open the season with LSU in a couple of weeks. As to our ACC teams, UNC, NC State, and Duke, we remain optimistic. As to basketball, we can't wait. So, thank you again for having us here, and we look forward to next year's meeting in Mississippi.
Thank you. The Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, the host of SASHTO 2005. Are our partners here?
No, Madam Secretary, they're not.
All right, thank you. It's a long way to travel. South Carolina, the Palmetto State.
Thank you, Madam Secretary, and on behalf of the some 20-member delegation and the governor of the state of South Carolina, I, as Secretary of Transportation, am very proud to be here, and thank you for hosting this wonderful conference. First thing we learned in South Carolina about football is you have to be humble. We did, were lucky enough to knock Georgia out of the title game last year, and Alabama and Clemson open up on national TV this year, so it should be fun. Butch has told that joke before, and I'm surprised that he hadn't figured it out, but it took me about 3 seconds to know that most of his friends in Mississippi only have one tooth. Thank you again for having us.
Thank you, South Carolina. In Tennessee, the Volunteer State.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. I'm Gerald Nosley, Commissioner of the Department of Transportation. I do have our Assistant Commissioner, Ed Cole, here, a retiring Chairman of the Transportation Committee, Phil Pinion, and a number of consultants. Speaking of football, I will remind you we're the home state of Steve Spurrier. He's about as popular as Philip Fulmer is in Alabama. Also, I would like to congratulate my friend Harold Lincoln. I saw him here today. For those of you who don't know, he's developed a very prominent sideline. He's a bail bondsman for the Georgia football team. But anyway, thank you very much for your hospitality, and we look forward to you coming to Tennessee when you can. Thank you.
Thank you, Tennessee. It's great to have you here. In Virginia, the Old Dominion State.
Madam Chair, David Eckern, I'm Commissioner of the Department of Transportation, and on behalf of our delegation, again, thank you for such a wonderful event and hosting us here in Florida. We have with us a delegation that includes 13 delegates and family, all having a wonderful time. I have the privilege of having three former commissioners with me. And I'd like them to stand. Hal King, Dave Gere, and Greg Worley. I'm never far from an opinion. We also have industry representatives with us. Tom Witt representing VTCA. We have from the concrete industry, ACPA, Bob Long, and it's a pleasure to have them with us along with our private sector partners. And of course, our Federal Highway Administration is represented by our Assistant Division Administrator, Mary Ridgway. Now, as it relates to football, I am an adopted Virginian. And by resolution of the Commonwealth Transportation Board, in unanimous opinion of my staff, I have been restricted from talking about football in Virginia right after I announced I could not figure out what part of the Big Ten the SEC was.
Thanks, Dave. And And last but not least, West Virginia.
Thank you, Madam President. West Virginia is represented with 12 delegates, including Deputy Secretary Paul Terman, Chief Highway Engineer Marvin Murphy, our Federal Highway Administrator Tom Smith, and we have 14 of our best consulting firms here joining us this morning. And Madam President, as far as football is concerned, this time last year we had a new president at West Virginia University. Took him less than a year to run off the best football coach we ever had. Unfortunately for that president, his term was short-lived. There was a little bit of a scandal involving fake diplomas. So it's a new era in Mountaineer football. We started it off real well with a big win over Oklahoma Sooners in the Fiesta Bowl, followed by the men's basketball team making the Sweet 16 in March. And we're looking forward to having a highly successful year this year. In the latest football edition of Playboy, I asked our deputy secretary where West Virginia was ranked. He told me it was towards the back of the magazine, and he didn't get that far. We had a great time last night at the opening ceremonies, and you get a big oh wow from the West Virginia delegation. Thank you, Madam President.
Thanks, Paul. Thank you, Paul, and you'll notice the seating. We thought you'd be tired of sitting in the back of the room, so we thought we'd get you to the front of the room. So we appreciate you being here. I tell you, it's been an interesting morning. The roll call is always the best part. I have to tell you, we are truly honored in Florida to have such great leaders as the three men that are standing here on this stage with me today. So if we can let them show our appreciation for the work they do and the work they've done. Thank you. Thank you. We clearly have a quorum today. We appreciate you all for being here. We're going to take a break till about 10:15, and then we'll come back in to hear Pat Williams. So take a break, and we'll be back here, get here a little bit before 10:15 then. Thank you.